Hello and welcome to Hello Talks podcast. This is Ashutosh Tiwari, your host, and today I'm having Aishwarya Gupta as my guest. So hello Aishwarya Gupta.
Hello everyone, myself Aishwarya Gupta, and I'm currently hosting the show Make a Change. I'm a YouTuber, blogger and a podcaster. I want to make a difference in the society with my writings and my thought. So this is me, a 15-year-old high school girl.
Okay. So Aishwarya, what brings you the thought of becoming a video creator or podcaster or anything which you are, or a blogger?
So basically it all started with the pandemic. When the pandemic started, I thought that people are getting depressed. There is no one from with whom they can share their thoughts and their views. So I thought, why not to provide them a support? Why not to act as a shoulder to them? That is why I started my show Make a Change. And first of all, I started with my blogs. I wrote my first blog on women in the virus, which was about domestic violence. When I saw that in India, or actually in every country, in most of the countries during the pandemic, the domestic violence, the rate of domestic violence increased so much, and I thought that I have views, why not to make a difference in the society? That is how I started writing, and then I started my podcast. My podcast is all about how can we make a difference in ourselves. Because to change something, first we need to change ourselves. That is why I started my podcast and my blogs and everything.
Okay. So, it is very much seen in your all the accounts and your podcast too, that you just wanted to tell people that age is just a number. Is that right?
Yeah. So as many of my relatives, my friends, my family said that you're so small, why are you doing these things? You should concentrate on your studies and don't involve in these type of stuff. Your age is not doing these things. You should explore. You should study. You should pursue your hobbies. So I would like to say that what the path I chose when I read a quote that age is just a number, and it deeply touched my heart. Why to wait that, after getting older or at this point of time or at this point of age, we'll start this thing. So why to wait for the years to come? Why not to start at the particular time? That is why I always say that age is just a number, because I started my blogs, I did 5 internships in this pandemic, and I started podcasting, I make beats on my YouTube channel, Thunder Music. So I started these things at the age of 15, and actually 14. I became 15 in this very time. So I would like to say to each and every one of you that age is just a number, because at any age we can do anything. It's not that you are a teenager, then only you have to do something. If you're mature, if you are not young, then also if you would pursue your passions, if you would like to do something which you like, then you can absolutely do. You don't have to wait for a certain period of time, or you have not regret that, I've wasted so lot of years and now I cannot do anything. So that is why I say that age is just a number.
Okay. So me personally, being a blogger, I've been ranked number 10 by Google also. That was my one and only achievement as a blogger in 2019. So you told that you are also a blogger. So what kind of a blogger are you? Means a video blogger or a blogger who posts something on websites and all?
Yeah, so I have a particular website, BR Fan. So, BFN.art.blog. So on that, I post about how can we make a difference in the society by changing ourselves. My all blogs are on change, on the things which people don't talk about, the topics which are ignored by the personalities, which are not concerned. So I mostly talk about them. My recent blogs are also on artificial intelligence and the media, and my blogs which got many views includes bullying and untalked issue. So I like to spread awareness on the topics which we ignore, we do not discuss. So on my site, all the blogs are on the social issues.
Okay, so if you don't mind me asking you, what future are you gonna make with this sort of thing? Means you have taken podcasting, video creation, and blogging as your passion, right?
Yeah.
So in future, in later future, suppose the next coming year or the next coming 2 years or 3 years, what's your future gonna be like? Means what are you thinking of becoming? Are you gonna take podcasting, blogging as your career or as a side career, or taking engineering or medicals as your primary one?
So podcasting and blogging are the things which I would take as a side career, because from these things I want to really make a change in the society. I want to make a difference actually. So if I see myself in 2 years, I'll see that I'm absolutely making someone's life a different one. I want to influence people, and I want to tell them that everything is possible if you like to do. And apart from this, I really want to make a difference. So that is why I started, as I said, that I started video making and podcasting and blogging. So I've not decided about whether I'll take engineering or medical. I'm just focusing on that. Right now I am on the path that I'm not that much thinking about the future, but I am living the present, and I am making my present so that I can make a better future.
Okay, so Aishwarya, you're just mentioning making a change in the society in all of your answers. So my next question is, what do you mean by making a change in the society? Do you think the present society is not up to the level, or there's some changes that should be there or should be taken into action?
Yeah, so it's a very good question. So I would like to say that our society is never perfect, and everyone has flaws. So according to me, the path which I chosen was about mental health, how we can change to make a better society. That our Prime Minister Mr. Narendra Modi also said on Swachh Bharat Abhiyan, that first clean your homes, then clean the nation. So according to me, also a change starts from ourselves. I want to make a change in the mental health. Nowadays people are becoming busy in their lives, and they're not spending much time with their families, and in this pandemic time they got to know the real value of relatives, friends, families. And when they were alone, they started following their passion. And many of us started YouTube channels, and we started showing the world our passions, and we pursued our hobbies because we got time. And some of them are also that who were very influential, but they got into depression or anxiety because they were all alone. They were not able to meet their families or friends. So when I realize these things, I think that mental health, that in our country especially, mental health is ignored. We do not see the disadvantages caused by mental health, like depression, anxiety. The rate are literally increasing like anything. The rate of bullying, which is the major cause in the society, and like 63% of the students in the schools in India are bullied, and these are the cases which are reported. So I want to say that in our country we are lacking mental health. So I want to make a difference in the society by changing their mindset, by not changing them but improvising them, that they can pursue anything and they can follow their passions. And depression, anxiety, bullying, these matters, how they can solve them. So that is why I always invite guests who are social entrepreneurs, and I take their views, so how we can improve. This is all about.
Okay, so in your answer, there were many there's and woes. Like you said, mental illness and depression. So just going off beat the topic, what's your age right now?
I'm 15.
So you're 15. So a 15 year, maybe a boy or a girl, talking about mental illness or depression, do you think this suits? Means, do you think that each and every one of your age or elder to you or even younger to you should think about mental health and depression, anxiety from such a early age? What do you think?
Thinking about is different, but I think that we should be aware of these things. If we will be aware of the circumstances, we will surely be, like I'll say that we will not be the patient of these things. In the future, we would know how to control ourselves. We would know how to deal with the circumstances. Like this corona time, I would say that many people started into depression, and not in corona time, but in normal life, school students are prone to depression and anxiety. So I am 15 and I started these things to also tell my younger ones and to tell my age or any teenager that how you can overcome these circumstances, how you can deal with. If you are aware of these circumstances, then it's like obvious that you know the solutions, how to deal with them.
Okay, so concluding, this was my last question to you. See, Aishwarya, if you are sent out from your home and you are totally in a new surrounding or a new environment, what would be your first perspective? Means, what should be your reaction towards the outside people? What should be your reflexes? Do you should be concerned about the safety? Means you, I'm talking about civic sense. So what should be your reflexes towards the civic sense in a total new environment?
Sorry, I didn't got your question.
My question is, what should be your reflexes? I mean, what should be your reaction towards the civic sense in a total new environment?
So, first of all, I would try to... I would see that what the circumstances is. If I'm shifting to a new place, definitely I would not knowing people. I would be unaware of the places. So first of all, I would judge the things, what the thing is about and how things are taking place, and I would give time to myself. I'll not hurry making friends, which I'll regret after doing, and I'll just observe the things, and I'll wait till then I'm really comfortable with the environment, and then like a living person does, I will be merged into the environment, and obviously I'll be the part.
Okay, so Aishwarya, what would you like to say the ones who are listening to you right now? What would you tell them? Any important message from your side?
Yeah, I would like to say that this episode was all about that age is just a number. So I would like to say, yes, age is just a number. It's a damn mathematical number. So don't just give up on the things which you like doing, or don't just wait for the circumstances to be made. You have to make your own circumstances. You have to make your own life. Spend me time. A me time is very necessary. And think about mental health, because these days we are all depend upon technologies, and we have ignored ourselves. We are thinking about everything, money, success, fame, but we never think about ourselves. What the thing which is making us happy? So take time, observe yourself, spend some time with yourself, give some me time, and just this, and live your life to the fullest.
Okay, so Aishwarya, coming to the end, so just showcase what's your podcast about and what you're gonna do in the nearest future about you in your podcast, or whatever you're gonna do. Just showcase your talent or whatever it is.
Yeah, so my podcast is all about making a difference in the society, and it's all about social causes. Like, my recent episode was on black and white people, and I literally have a conversation with Colin C. Thompson, who was from America, but he was facing a lot of discrimination. So yes, my podcast is all available on different platforms like Spotify, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Radio FM, and like, you can listen to my podcast and comment, and please share with everyone and spread the awareness. Yes, and my blogs are, my the site of my blog is beafan.art.blog. I upload blogs every Thursday, and my episodes, like my latest episodes of the podcast Make a Change, are available on every Saturday, so stay tuned. And my, at last I would say that my YouTube channel is Thunder Music, which is a team sort of work. Like, we are the three persons which work on Thunder Music. So subscribe and like the videos. The videos are all about how we make cool beats and we energize people with our cool stuff, because mental health and our happiness also depends a lot on music. So as we all know, music is a very important part of our lives. Yes.
Thank you, Aishwarya, for joining with Hello Talks. It was nice having a talk with you. So goodbye.
Bye. Thank you so much. It was an honor to be on the show.
My pleasure.